I'm driving down a dirt road in Kunia on the way to Honouliuli. One of my guides is Carol Hayashino, president and executive director of the Japanese Cultural Center of Hawaii. She tells me the heat, the bugs, and the general misery contributed to the nickname Jigokudani, or Hell Valley.
That was the nickname Jigokudani, Hell Valley. The internees weren't brought into the gulch on this route, but there are many stories. Families were visiting their family members interned. They would be blindfolded. And they'd board a bus in downtown Honolulu, and then they would be driven down into the gulch.
So they had no idea where they were going.
They had no idea where they were going.
There is this aspect that, for those of us who live on the island, we know where we're at by the geology of the island. We know where the Waianae are, the Kolaus are, and how close to Diamond Head or Ewa we are. And when you go into the gulch, you lose that.
Paul Dupre works for the National Park Service. A recent report from the NPS says Honouliuli meets the criteria for designation as a national park. It was one of five camps in the islands where the United States military interned Japanese Americans during World War II. Carol shows me the concrete foundation of what was once the camp's mess hall.
Our volunteers put in the steps down into the mess hall. If you look at the historic photos, you can envision a mess hall. It was open air. I think initially it was built with walls, but it was so hot down here, they took the walls down and became kind of just open air.
Carol says some of the internees wrote songs about the food, eating bologna for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Of the 158,000 people of Japanese ancestry in Hawaii at the time, about 2,000 were interned.
Hawaii had almost 40% Japanese American population. Now, think about that. What would happen if all of those people were relocated someplace else? Where would they go? Where, really? For those who were interned, you had to wonder, why were they the ones selected? And why not someone else?
There was greater shame because they were selectively picked up, and they didn't know why.
The selection process primarily targeted religious leaders, people educated in Japan, and local business owners. Carol says removing that leadership had a huge impact, not just on those individuals, but on the community as a whole.
You're leaving an entire community leaderless. It's selective, yet it's very strategic. And you're basically closing down the community institutions, the support network for the Japanese Americans who remain.
Honouliuli was nearly forgotten until it was rediscovered in 2002 by volunteers at the JCCH. Carol says the Japanese Cultural Center is still collecting oral histories to learn more about Honouliuli.
People are very familiar with places like Manzanar, Tule Lake, Rower, Arkansas even. But it's only been recently have they come to learn about Honouliuli. The internees didn't talk about it. The pain was so deep. They didn't share their own camp experience with their families. We almost lost this history.
It's part of the overarching theme of civil rights, and it's important to the story of what the experience was like during the Pacific War and World War II in general. That's why we need to protect and preserve sites like this, because if we don't, it will be forgotten.
Following the public comment period, the draft report will then go on to Congress, where a final decision will be made. Molly Solomon for HBR News.